Hello everyone, my name is Neha. I'm best known for being a good friend. So I thought, why not share that skill to the rest of the world? I'm new to podcast and I will be coming up with random topics that's gonna help each and every one of you on the basic level here. It's going to be the topics that I have been struggling with, I was struggling with, that I was able to come out of all by myself and with few advices, few reels of course, and just some good advice from really good people around me. So today I thought, why not talk about very basic things? Today's topic will be about trying to socialize with a very new group that you're going to meet today. You can be a school kid, you can be a college going person, you can be a new mom meeting other new mothers, you can be a grandmother trying to get into a new kitty gang, or you can be a person who's starting to go to office, going to meet your new colleagues, your new boss. You can be anybody trying to make new friends, trying to make new colleagues in the office. So there'll be a lot of pressure in you. How do I make a good impression? Good first impression. What if I don't talk fine? What if they don't like the way I'm dressed? What if they don't like the way I look? What if they don't like the way I receive things? It can be anything, anything. So the moment you start feeling that, that's where your insecurities start. That's where you start to doubt yourself. Everything happens. You are not even going to know how the opposite person is. You have no idea how simple or how complicated the other person is going to be. But even before knowing all that, do not pressurize yourself to try to impress people. Because when you think about impressing people, that's when you start pleasing people. And that's when you're going to lose your true self. The first important point is, relax your muscles. Just relax your muscles. Try not to think much about how the day is going to be. Try not to imagine too much of you in that particular situation. Stop expecting too much from you. Only then you can be yourself. And only by being yourself, you're going to go to a group, have a nice, decent conversation. It's just the first time you're meeting the person. You're not under compulsion to talk something very intellectual, not something about economics, not about politics, nothing. It's going to be just an introduction. Go and have fun. That's all you'll have to do. And what is that you have to do to just go have fun? My advice would be, talk to a person who you are completely comfortable with. Can be your mom, your dad, your best friend, your husband, your wife, your kids, or any of your teacher, your grandparents. It can be anyone. Just talk to them. A person who you're so sure that is not going to judge you for anything. You can talk to that person. If not, you think that you don't have anyone like that, it's okay. That's absolutely okay. You can always go look at the mirror and talk to yourself. What's more better than that? Are you going to judge yourself? I don't think so. So you can talk to yourself. Or the max you can do is just take your mind off about it and listen to a good music. Or you can watch some nice series that you want to, some comedy series. Anything, something that can relax you. Try to think less about the expectations and everything that's going to happen on that day. So you finish, just dress up, put on the dress that you like, that you're comfortable with, relax your nerves, drink a lot of water, keep yourself hydrated, and just enter the room with a smile. Only when you are going to give a smile, the opposite person is going to approach you. If you do not give a smile, the opposite person also will be in, must be or can be in a very same attitude. Even for him or her is the first day, is the first time meeting you. So he or she is also allowed to be nervous. Am I right? So just give a smile. Smile makes everything easier. Much, much easier. Trust me. Just give a smile. Tell a hi or a hello. Can be formal, it can be informal. According to the place that you are in, according to the group that you're meeting, according to the person you're meeting. And then first say, nice to meet you today. I'm so happy that I'm meeting you today. If it's a friend, you can say, I'm so happy that we are meeting today. If it's a boss, you can say, I'm glad I was able to meet you today. I'm glad that I'm having this interview with you today, or this meeting with you today, with a smile and a positive words will make the impression on you much, much better. By doing this, you're not comforting only yourself, you're also comforting the opposite person. Have that in mind. It's more about the opposite person than yourself when it comes to making things comfortable. Which is obviously going to make you comfortable. If the opposite person is comfortable, he or she is going to make you also comfortable. And then comes the confidence. Once the situation is under comfort level, you're going to be confident. The opposite person is going to be confident. So you guys will be open to talk to each other. And you can start any topic, any random topic, but something pleasant. You do not just want to meet a person and talk something negative about, you know, this, you saw the news today, you know, this happened in this place, there was an accident, there was a robbery. You don't want to talk anything negative. So stick to something positive. You can talk about the place that you are living in, the city that you are living in. You can talk about food. What more positive can be other than food? Everyone loves food. So you can talk about food. And then make sure you offer whatever it is you offer the other person. Keep checking if they are comfortable, but not too much. Then that becomes pleasing. Am I right? Once all these steps are followed, obviously, the rest will fall into the place that it has to, that it belongs to. After that, it's just going to be you running the show. That's it. You're going to be full of confidence. You've met the person. You gave a big smile. You spoke something positive. After that, things are going to just get carried on forward, nice and pleasant. So, do not be hard on yourself. And do not, please, definitely do not pressurize yourself. It's just a meeting. It's not going to be a war between two borders for you to plan, strategy, blueprints. Nothing like that. It's just a casual meeting or just a formal meeting. Just have this in mind. Just, let me double quote it for you, just. It is just a simple meeting. The person opposite to you is yet another human being with same nerves and same attitude of being anxious and trying to impress you. What if that person is too pressurized to impress you? How about that? more than trying to impress others, put this in mind. Let me be approachable to the person who I'm meeting today. Let me have a friendly face on. Let me have a pleasant face on so that the other person is comfortable to talk to me. That is very, very important. But there's a very, very thin line in being friends and friendly and becoming a person who's a people pleaser. It's a very, very, very thin line. You should know where to draw that line. I don't think this human race likes people pleasers. So let's not be that. Let's just be a nice, pleasant person. Please don't be hard on yourself ever, ever. So let me just brief you on the whole thing. Maybe we can do it as a point. I think that'll be comfortable for you. All right. First, try to think less about your meeting with the other person or the other group. Second thing, don't try to impress the person or the group. Third thing, do not be a people pleaser. Fourth, know where to stop the line so that you do not overdo anything, be it your insecurities, be it your confidence level, be it about pleasing others, be it about trying to impress. Know where to stop so that you do not overboard it. So I hope this topic and this little talk that I had with you today is going to help you at some point, somewhere, can be today or tomorrow or any other time. I really hope this helps you somewhere. If you want to recap, you can always come back and listen to what I told you. Because this, you know, this is so nice. It's like a friend giving you advice. And normally in real life, you just can't go make them talk about it again. Unless and until the opposite person is like really sweet to sit and tell you everything all over again. Can be your parents or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife or your husband. I don't think anyone else will sit and give the same old advice again and again to you. But this podcast, you can save it. You can play it. You can listen to me giving you this little tip. I'll not say advice. I'll definitely not advise anyone. I think everyone is brilliant enough to understand things that's going on. It's just a little bit of a push, little bit of a help. You know, it's like just a small chit chat that I had with you. That's all. You can come back and listen to me whenever you want. I'm going to be sitting right here telling the same old things. I hope you have an amazing day today. If you're listening to me in the evening, I hope you had an amazing day today. Let's hope for the better tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.